offered summer flag football. You know, there's a new tackle football program in town, and we kind of worked with them and offered a little summer glimpse into football to get some kids ready for tackle, and had a great turnout. We had almost 90 kids play. Coming up, we got some mountain bike programming that's going to take place out at Clista Willett Park, and then go straight into our fall programming with soccer and another flag football program, and just continuing to offer some programs for some young kids in town.
Always good to be able to add programs to offer new youth, and I've actually seen that bike trail that you guys have at Clista Willett Park. Those are really nice trail that was put together, but it's always good for you guys, but also pretty much just for the youth in general when you can keep them occupied like this.
You know, it was something when I got here a year ago, I was looking at our programming offerings, and they were pretty low, and not anything that the city was or wasn't doing. It was just something that wasn't able to do. And of course, COVID hit, and that changed programming for parks in general. And so, you know, we had two programs in August when I got here, and that was, you know, typical baseball and softball. We added soccer into that. But before the year 23 is over, there's going to be 14 youth programs offered for the kids of Mountain Home and the surrounding areas.
Can you talk a little bit more about those programs?
Yeah, so like I said, we got summer flag football finishing up, and then we're going to have fall soccer, fall flag football. We have something for the adults as well. This is kind of neat. We're going to do a Couch to 5K program, and the Couch to 5K program will end at the opening of the Culture Lights at ASU. So once you finish our Couch to 5K, your last night of training will actually be to run the 5K at ASU. So, and that's open to kids and adults. It's, you know, co-ed, obviously. And then something new we got coming up in the fall and the winter is a Rising Star program. This is kind of a fun one. This is for 3 to 4 year olds. So we're going to have a couple weeks of soccer instruction and then a couple weeks of flag football instruction. In the winter, we're going to do another Rising Stars for 3 and 4 year olds for volleyball and basketball. So these programs will be done. There'll be some classes offered during the day, so for parents that are home with kids and they need, you know, to bring them somewhere for an hour to burn some energy before nap time, we got a location for them now. So
for anyone wants to find out more information or to look at signing up, they can either call you guys there at the youth center, or I guess look for you guys on Facebook as well.
Yep, absolutely. They can call the youth center. They can come by the youth center and do it in person. You can do all your registrations online for all of our programs. You just go to the city website and just go to the Parks and Recreation page, and just follow the links and the tabs to youth sports, and it'll bring up everything we have to offer. So you don't even have to come by here anymore. You can do it all online and pay for it there and get signed up, and we'll just contact you when we're ready. There's one other event we got coming up that we're excited about this winter. So we're going to do a dodgeball tournament. We'll start getting the word out for this in public, but this is going to be a free event for any churches, companies, teams, anybody that wants to come in and put a team together. It's a free event. The only thing with that is when you sign up, you're going to get an age of a child, and your entry fee will be to buy Christmas presents. So we're going to look for kids in need in our community, and this event will offer Christmas presents to them.